a war-torn country now isolated from its neighbors. There's a sense of panic and anger spreading in Mali's capital, Bamako. People rush to banks, petrol stations, and markets for provisions after the West African body ECOWAS announced a raft of sanctions, including the closing of air and land borders and the halting of financial transactions with West African countries.
Mali won't be able to withstand the latest sanctions. We don't have access to the ocean, and we need the ports of Senegal and Ivory Coast to get goods into our country. For business owners, the economic sanctions are suicidal.
In December, the transitional government led by the military junta leader Assimi Goïta said it would delay presidential elections scheduled in February to another 5 years following national consultations. On Sunday, dismayed West African heads of state gathered to impose further sanctions on Mali, asking for a return to civilian rule.
As much as we are aware of the complex situation in the country, we think that all political, economical, and social reforms looking to reshape Mali can only be headed by democratically elected authorities.
Goïta orchestrated two successive coups in 2020 and in 2021. After detaining the president and prime minister, he named himself president of Mali's transition. His transitional government was quick to denounce the West African sanctions, with this announcement made on national television.
We condemn these sanctions that are unequal and illegitimate. It's curious that these sanctions come at a time when the Malian army are making spectacular progress in the fight against terrorism.
It's almost 10 years since French forces intervened in northern Mali to repel armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda. Despite their presence and 14,000 UN peacekeepers, the security situation has deteriorated dramatically. Millions of Malians are displaced, unable to return home. Groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda are gaining grounds in central Mali. Assimi Goïta's government hired Russian fighters to help tackle the security situation, much to the ire of the former colonial power France, who announced a withdrawal of troops. For the country's leadership, bringing lasting peace to Mali means a few sacrifices and changing its relationship with both France and its neighbors, no matter the cost. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.